soul in the cleft of the rock. And this rock is Jesus. He's the rock of our soul. He's the redeemer of the sinner. He freed the sinners from sin and bring us to higher ground. I thank the Lord for that. This evening we are very happy to know that we are still under the shadow of the Almighty God. I just love this Psalms when he says in Psalms 91, he that abideth in the shadow of the Most High God shall dwell in his power. So we are hidden in the shadow of Jesus. This evening we are thankful for each and every one of you. Welcome. We want to also welcome our brothers and sisters from foreign land as they tune in with us this evening as we enjoy the blessing of heaven. Let us bow our heads in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your grace. And we are asking you this evening that you will be with us as we journey in this spiritual journey. And as we finish this evening, we can say we have had an encounter with Jesus. In his name we pray. In the book of John, God speaks to us in a very unique way. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 1 and to 3. The book of John. John, chapter 1. Chapter 14, pardon me. Yes, John, chapter 14. And we're going to read from verse 1 onward to 3. And here is where the Bible says, John chapter 14, verse 1 and 3. When you have it, say amen. And the Bible says, let not your heart be what? Be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And this is the beautiful part. In my Father's house, hallelujah, there are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we are so troubled in our life. We're troubled about tomorrow. We are concerned about everything that is going on around us. But I thank my God that he says he has gone to prepare us a place, that where he will be, we also will be. Abraham had been called from his parents' house. Abraham did not know God. But Abraham heard the voice of God. Abraham did not receive 7, 12, 15 Bible studies. Abraham heard God's voice. And Abraham decided to gather his wife and move out. How many Bible studies we have to get before we come to Jesus? We want to know from Genesis to Revelation. We want you to tell us all about all the prophets and the kings and everything. But Abraham was not so. Abraham left everything behind him and decided to go to where he did not know where he was going. I want you to turn with me to the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, We're going to find what happened here with Abraham. Book of Genesis, chapter what I said? Chapter 12, and verse 1 and 2. And the Bible says, "Now the Lord had said to Abram. Okay, let's get this thing together now. Okay? "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will," what? "Show you." My goodness. Abram living a luxurious life, because in the land where Abram was, his father was rich. He used to make idols and sell. And now God says to Abram, who have just married a beautiful young lady. I want to see Sarah. When I get to heaven, I say, "Jesus, give me a chance. Let me see Sarah. Because she's so pretty." You know? And so Abraham, I imagine Abraham goes and tells Sarah, "You know, we're leaving. Hair condition, color TV, refrigerator, microwave, and you name it." You know, your husband walk in and tell you one day, "We are moving. We are going. Where we are going, I don't know, but we are leaving." What would be your reaction? You'd say he's getting crazy. Something is wrong with his brain. But Abraham becomes an obedient boy. God says to Abraham, "Take your wife Sarah and move out, and I will show you where you're supposed to go. Your friend will be my friend, and your enemy will be my enemy." My sisters and brothers, when you put your hands in the hands of the Lord, God is going to take care of you. But you need to trust him. You will pass your little struggles. You will pass your problems. But my God is bigger than your problem. He's bigger than all your needs. My God is the God of gods. And so when you put your hand in the hands of the Lord, you have nothing to fear for. So Abraham decided to move out. He was called to go to Canaan's land. Genesis, we'll go back to Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 and 4. Listen to what it says. "And I will bless those who" what? "Bless you. And I will curse him who? Curse you. And in you all families of earth, of the earth shall be" what? "Blessed." Now God says, "No, I'm going to bless you. Wheresoever you go, I'm going to be with you." Is the same God we're serving today? It doesn't look so. Because I have to give you 101 Bible studies, and still you just tell me, "Not yet." But Abraham did not look around and seek no excuses. Abraham got up and took his wife. And on the journey, God says to Abraham, "Listen, Abraham, your friend will be my friend. Where you go, I will be with you." Abraham becomes a rich man spiritually. We need not financial richness. We need spiritual richness. We are too comfortable. Many of us don't even know how to give a Bible studies. Because we just live in a comfort, in our comfort zone. I imagine Sarah leaving a nice home. No mosquitoes bite her there. She don't hear no bugs flying at nights. She don't hear the wild dogs barking at nights. But now she's leaving, don't know where she's going. Isn't that amazing? Is that not worthy of stopping for a while and start to meditate and think? Where is Abraham taking his wife? God says, "Take your wife Sarah and leave." And Abraham did exactly what the Lord says. Abraham abandoned everything to follow and obey the Lord. Genesis 24. Chapter 24. And we're going to read verse 35. Listen to this now. Genesis, what I says? And verse? chapter 5. Yes. Genesis chapter 24, verse 35. And this is what the Lord says in the book of Genesis, chapter 24, and verse 35. You found it? Okay, here it goes. This is what the Lord says. 24, 35. And the Bible says, "The Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become what? Great. And he has given him what? Flocks, herds, silver, gold, male and female servants, and camel and donkeys," and you could keep on counting the blessing. Suppose Moses did not do what God told him. Moses would not been translated to heaven, resurrected and taken. But here we find Abraham didn't have what Moses had. Moses grown up in the arms of Pharaoh. Abraham did not. And God told Abraham, "Take your wife and go where I will show you." And here we find in this text, God has blessed Abraham. God wants to bless you tonight. God wants to give you what you will never expect. But you need to trust him. You need to come to him blindly. Because if he calls you, he will bless you. Also, God called Moses to give up everything. Moses had everything. Moses was the heir to the throne of Pharaoh. And God called Moses to leave all of that. I want you to go with me to the book of Exodus. Go with me to the book of Exodus. And we're going to read from chapter 2. Chapter 2, the book of Exodus, chapter 2. You found it? Exodus chapter 2. I'm taking you all here because I'm bringing something to you tonight. Exodus chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. And this is what the Lord says. "Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Take this child away and what? Nurse him for me, and I will give you your wage.' So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew up, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became what? Her son. So she called his name what? Moses, saying, 'Because I draw you out of the water.'" God says today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Right? Moses was drawn out of the water. God wants to take you also, carry you to the water and take you out of the water. God wants to bury your yesterday that you can raise up in a newborn creature. How many of us this evening would like to have that? Praise the Lord. Now, the Bible says you must be born again. Is that right? There was a man who was listening to Jesus every day. But he had a very important role to play in the Sanhedrin. And God decided to speak to him. You know, sometimes you think you do things on your own, but it's God moving you. That's right. Now I want to take you to the book of John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And this young man was, I would use my own language, a professor in the University of the Jews. And my friend, chapter 3. And the Bible says He was a man of the Pharisees. And his name, chapter 3, verse 1. And his name was Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. Now, for you to be a professor in the university, you have to be a man of good background, intellectual background. Is that right? Nicodemus had been listening to Jesus as he preached on a daily basis. And I imagine Nicodemus followed Jesus to carry a record on him. And he heard Jesus saying that you must be born again. And he wanted to know how a whole man like me, are those who folks who is following him, let us use our imagination now, can be born again. So he decided to make an appointment with Jesus. How many of you here have made an appointment with Jesus? Let me see your hand. Have you made an appointment with Jesus anytime? Well, you need to make it tonight. Okay? You need to make your appointment with Jesus. Nicodemus was wise. He made an appointment with Jesus. We need also to make an appointment with Jesus. Many times the church have to make evangelism and beg you to come. And even when we beg you to come, you still don't come. You find a lot of excuses. But Nicodemus did not wait. He went and asked for an audience with who? Come on, talk to me now. With who? With Jesus. And so when he went to Jesus, did he went by day? No, he went by night. When you're living in darkness, you stay in darkness. But you see, Jesus is light. So when he comes in Jesus' shadow, you come in light. So when he came to Jesus, he wanted to know, how can he enter the kingdom? Jesus says to him, you must be born again. Now the Jews, for you to be a leader in the Jew, you have to be already been baptized. You get the point? So Jesus says to him, you got to be born again. Did that not strike something in your brain? It doesn't make you think. Maybe you didn't think on this in the past, right? But Jesus emphasized him, you've got to be born again. But this is what Nicodemus wrapped upon. If you follow me in the text, how can a man, a whole man like me, because I imagine Nicodemus maybe was in his 70s, 80s, I don't know. But how can I enter back into my mother's womb? Jesus says, you as a wise man, we would say you speak like a fool. Jesus didn't use that terminology. Jesus says, you speak like that, a man of your category? You're a teacher and you does not understand? Okay. You see, for you to enter the kingdom, you cannot enter the kingdom how you want to enter. You got to come to Jesus first. You got to be born again. You see? So Jesus let him know, if a man is not born by the water and by the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. Now, he did not tell you you're going to be born by the Spirit and then the water. You see, the water represents the grave that you're going to bury in. So when it goes under the water, you are dead. You stop breathing. Right? All your yesterday buried down. God wiped out your sin and make you a new creature when you raised from the water. Then you began to you born again. You are new, walking in newness of life. And that's what God is telling us tonight. That we need to be born again. How can you be born again? Number one, you got to accept that you need a change in your life. You got to decide that you're going to walk a new road, a new way. Okay? Your lies, goes. Your stealing, go away. Your adulterous life is finished. Because know what? You are a new creature in Christ. Paul says, not I, but Christ. Right? I am not the same person I used to be yesterday. I'm a new creature. So Nicodemus needed to realize that God was not speaking of a physical birth. He was speaking of a spiritual birth. Okay? God, you're already born physically, bone and skin and flesh. But now I'm speaking of a spiritual birth. I want to take you back to the text that we could read it together. We are reading from the book of John, chapter 3. I wanted to take it to verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, you're reading it? Chapter 3 and verse 3 of the book of John. You get it? Jesus answered and said unto him, most surely I say unto you, unless one is born again, cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Some version says, cannot enter the kingdom. Coming to church and sit down alone is not going to save you. Hello? Now I'm coming down with some outstanding stuff. Been just taking a bath ain't going to save you either. Because many of us goes in the water and comes out just as we went in. But we must start from here. I start changing my mentality. The things I used to love to see, I see them no more. Paul says, I, not I, but Christ. The place I used to go, I go them no more. Because Jesus will not go there. The things I used to eat, I eat them no more. Because my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And so for such reason, I take care of God's temple. Because now I belong to Jesus. The clothes I used to wear, I wear them no more. Because what? My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And for such reason, I cover the temple because my God lives within this temple. So where I go, my God goes with me. And so God told Nicodemus, listen, you need to change your life. Let's give it our terminology now. You need to stop doing what you used to do. You see, your el paladar, your taste need to change. In Puerto Rico, they have a place named Guavate in Puerto Rico. And Sunday you see a long line going all the way down. You know what they're going to buy? They have the hog, el puerco. They have a stick shoved to him, the poor soul in the fire, and them turning him over. What do you call it? Lechon. All right. Lechon. Who said that? So both of you eat lechon? No. You don't need to tell me. Yeah. Have mercy. You see? And you see the long line is waiting to buy the lechon. You understand? You understand? But we decide to leave the lechon. Because now, my body is the temple of Jesus. Holy Spirit dwells within this church. You see? So, when I used to go to the liquor store and buy the what? The liquor. No, you know the name. You know the name. Don't try to be funny now. The whiskey. So now, I don't drink the whiskey anymore. I drink the Holy Communion. Because now, I am not of my own anymore. I belong to Jesus. First time I would punch my wife in the face. But no. I used my hand to glorify God. You see, my feet that used to go to the dance hall and dance, what type of dance he used to do? The reggae and the guaracha and the mambo and all of those different types and the ranchera. The salsa, you hear her? She telling, she knows. You know? Now all those things is gone. Because now I belong to Jesus. I am not no more the man I used to be. So Nicodemus wanted to know how can he went back his mother's home. Jesus says to him, you speak like a fool. Because how can a grown man like you go back into your mother's womb? No. I'm speaking of the spiritual birth. You see. So Nicodemus had to make up his mind. Leave off the old man and put on the new man. And my question to you this evening. Are you ready to put the new man on? When you decide to put the new man on, you leave the old things behind. Because no, not I, but Christ. Is that clear? So Jesus says to Nicodemus, you got to be born again. Okay? And when you're born again, you receive the gift. Number one, you receive a new hope. It's not the same. Your vision is different now. You're not looking on the Sanhedrin. You're looking on the heavenly kingdom. Second, you're born again. You leave off all the negative things in your life. Because now, I belong to Jesus. Right? Now, my body will not be submit to the things of this world. My body is committed to Christ. Because now, it lives in me. Now I am the Mercedes-Benz for Jesus. And Jesus is telling you this evening that you need to be born again. So if you realize that you haven't been born how God wants you to be born, then you need to renew your life with Jesus. And if you are here tonight and you have not yet taken your step to be born again, now this is the time for you to do so. Nicodemus, receive Jesus in baptism and in redemption. How is your life this evening? Are you ready to say, Jesus, baptize me anew with your spirit? Because many of us, we are passed through the water, but we haven't been converted to Jesus. Because when you are converted, there is no one to move you off. Because the more they move you, the more you hold on to Jesus. Are you ready this evening to take the voyage with me? And says, Lord, here am I. Make me a new child of God. Because I want to enter that kingdom that you have promised me. My time is over. Now, I would just want to say one more thing before the pastor come and frighten me. I just want to take you to one more thing. You see, when you give your life to Jesus, God turns things around for you. You will pass through some trials, but the trials should not turn you off, because there's greater things for you in heaven. Don't think Nicodemus didn't have his trials after being baptized. You see, you got to pass through the fire of trials. Things will not go smooth as you want. But these trials make you to be more strong. Because who is beside you? Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil. Because the Lord says, I will be with you. You see? And I want to read just one more text with you before we close off. You see, the pastor come and frighten me. Okay? I just want to read just two more texts with you. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 43. I want you to read with me in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, and verse 1, 2, and 3. Listen to what the Lord says to those who decide to follow him. But now, thus says the Lord, you found it? Who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel? Fear not. There's a comma there, is that right? Fear not. God says, hold on now, listen to me now. Fear not, because I am in control. You see, sometimes we say we fear, we love the Lord, but we does not give up everything to God, that God takes control of our lives. And since Satan knows that, Satan used that on you. God strengthened Nicodemus and let him know things going to be changed. Listen to what the Lord continues saying. For I have redeemed you. When you accept Jesus and pass through the watery grave, you have been redeemed from death to life. When you come out of the water, and you have been redeemed. Praise God. His mercy endured forever. You see, and then he goes back and says, I have called you by your name. You are mine. So when somebody began telling you this and that, you just hold on to Jesus because you belong to Jesus. You are a pilgrim passing through this desert. This is your desert. And you're going to pass through the scorpion and the lizard and the different type of poisonous insect, which is the same human around you. But you'll be strong in the Lord. I love this text that David says, El que habita bajo el abrigo del Altísimo. You need to hang on to that text. Hang on to it. But listen to what the Lord continues to say. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the water of I will be with you. When you pass through the what? The water I will be where? With you. And through the rivers they shall not what? Overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame. So why are you worried? How many of you this evening want to trust God? How many of you want to walk all the way with God? I want to see those who really want to walk with God. He says, Lord, I am willing tonight to take my step. Okay. My one more observation. And many of you here have not passed through the watery grave, which is baptism. How many of you? All of you been baptized. Is that right? How many of you had leave the house for a time and coming back? God, sometimes we leave and coming, we want to come back. So we want to renew our vow with Jesus. Is that right? Okay? Is there one tonight want to renew your vow with Jesus? I want you to stand with me if you want to renew your vow with Jesus tonight. If you want to be like Nicodemus, you come to Jesus and say, Lord, how can I enter the kingdom of heaven? If you want to do that, I want you to stand with me. If you want to renew your vow with Jesus tonight, and if it's possible you want to go into the watery grave and say, Lord, wash me anew. If that is your desire, because you are brave, then you come right here beside me. Okay? If you want to renew your vow tonight with Jesus through the watery grave, God says, no, leave your seat and come. Are you willing to come with me tonight? Come with me, my sister. That's right. Renew that vow. Absolutely. Yes. Jesus wants to take you under the water. You see, when Jesus get out of the water, the Holy Spirit came down on him. It did not come down on him until he were baptized. So Jesus told Nicodemus, you need to do the same thing. You need to be baptized. You need to die from sin and resurrect back in righteousness. And so tonight, God is calling us to make a new covenant with him. that he can set your name in the book of life. I want to see you in heaven. I look in the eyes, I say, yes, that's a pretty eye lady. You know? I want to see you in heaven. And I want to say, that's a Mexicanita. You know? I just want you to come a little closer. We want to pray together. Come a little closer. Come a little closer. Vente un poquito más cerca. Yes. We in heaven will not be far off from each other's. That would not be heaven. Alright? God is calling us tonight. Just as only Nicodemus came, we needed a spiritual renewness in our lives. When that happened, we cannot sit. We'll be running around and telling everybody Jesus is coming again. You see? So we need to get into that spirit. Telling people that Jesus is, but first, I must have Jesus in me. If Jesus is not in me, then I cannot tell nobody about Jesus. Nicodemus came out of the Sanhedrin. And he came by night and says, Lord, I need to know how this thing goes. Jesus said, you need to be born again. And when he was born again, then him same one decided to help Jesus on the cross. Jesus wants to help you tonight. So let's bow our heads. Eternal God and righteous Father, thank you for what you have left for us in the eternal book, which is called the Bible. Thank you because tonight you have spoken to our heart and let us know that we need to be born again. So Lord, take our sisters who have come forward, that as they left here this evening, they would leave with the conviction that they should wait no more, that they should renew their vow, that their heavenly passport can be sealed with the blood of Jesus. And that soon and very soon, when we shall hear the trumpets from heaven sounding and Jesus descending with its thousand upon thousand of angels, if we are resting in the dusty tomb, our name will be called and we can be able to get up. And if we are living in this body, we could receive our transformation and have the body of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon us this evening. Lord, take us in the palm of your hand. Mold us that we can be called the diamonds of the kingdom of glory. Lord, take us. Take all this, the thorn and the dirt from us, and make us white as snow, that we can sit around the throne with thee in that glorious day. Bless us, O Lord, and help us to be victorious. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. May God bless you. We're in baptism on Sabbath.